Lanka, and then I'm going to chop this up later, and
however you want.
We'll put it together as
a
podcast. So the headline this morning is Justin Rose is now shifted from Ashworth to Adidas. So what has that transition been like, and what excitement does that bring to you guys?
Well, it brings a lot of excitement to us. You know, first of all, when you're dealing with a top 10 athlete in the world like Justin, and as visible as Justin is, and as great a player as Justin is, to bring him over into the Adidas Golf brand is exciting for us. So we've been working with Justin and his team for quite some time to bring him over to Adidas Golf at the right time. And then we have plans to work with Justin as we build out the range of Adidas Golf apparel moving forward to use him and support him to help us grow that business in particular verticals and particular product segments. So, this is the first week that Justin will have three stripes all over him, not just on his footwear. He's going to look great. He's feeling great. We expect him to play well. And so it's an exciting time for our Adidas Golf team to have Justin Rose on board as one of our key ambassadors.
Yeah, we were out on the golf course yesterday on the eighth hole, kind of around dusk, and saw him doing some practice. Like, hey, he looks a little bit different, wearing something a little bit different. Then saw the announcement this morning to make it official. How much legwork went into that? You mentioned it's an extensive period of time working with Justin and his team. What did that legwork look like getting into this position, and what influence will he have over his own looks going forward?
Yeah, so we work closely with all of our athletes. And Justin is very engaging and very interested in how he represents himself as an athlete in this great sport of golf. So for several months now, we've worked with him on, you know, what he aspires to be, what he aspires to look like. As he continues to progress within his career, what certain brands and certain product styles mean to him. So it's been a few months that we've worked with Justin on this. We've had some dialogue with him in the past because he's been in our Ashworth brand, but now we bring him over to Adidas Golf. What we anticipate doing with Justin's a bit more refined. He wants to have a little bit more of a sophisticated look moving forward. So as we build out our 2017 and 18 product segments within Adidas Golf, I would expect us to have products that are consistent with what Justin wants to wear and with what many golfers want to wear around the world, which will be sporty yet still sophisticated. And when I think about athletes like Dustin or even Jason Day, they're in very athletic type of apparel product that we call sport performance.
Yeah.
So we anticipate Justin will continue to be a little bit more refined and sophisticated relative to pure athleticism and sport performance. So we're working on that. We will start to launch a product line this fall called Adi Pure. That's going to be very, very exciting.
Yep.
And Justin will work closely with the Adidas team to ensure Adi Pure is the right product for him.
How much work goes into preparation for major championships like this? Obviously, most people don't see scripting week to week from the PGA Tour, but it is a big piece of the marketing component that goes into a major championship. So how hard does your team work to get these guys looking good for these big tournaments?
Yeah, Ryan, appreciate it. We have a dedicated team here on tour. So and that dedicated team on tour interfaces with our products and marketing teams inside Carlsbad, which is where our company's based. So every week, not just here at the U.S. Open, which happens to be a very special week, and even more special that we're at Oakmont this year. But every week on the tour, we work closely with our players to ensure that they have the appropriate apparel, headwear, footwear on their person to ensure that they look the part of what makes sense for them and, importantly, what we sell. So the scripting is exciting because it enables us to bring certain collections into market at certain times around majors. So what you'll see Justin and Jason and Sergio and Dustin wearing is available at retail right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of our retail partners will merchandise their plans around these products consistent with what the scripting looks like on tour, because many times we receive phone calls the day after a major event like this or PGA Tour event and said, hey, can I get that shirt or that pair of pants or that shoe? So it's a fully comprehensive scripting process on tour, fully comprehensive process that enables us to bring these products to life at retail and then ultimately gets these products in front of golfers that really are excited about playing them. So it's an exciting process and a good process for us.
Jason spoke yesterday about the commercial that you guys teamed up with PGA Tour Superstore that is absolutely adorable, very cute, and as a dad, kind of makes you think for a second, if not tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration for that commercial, and how do you guys feel about how the finished product looks?
Well, I think the finished product is absolutely exceptional. And as a father of three boys, Ryan, I teared up a bit too. I mean, yeah. It's just very, very special, whether you're winning major championships or you're a father at home winning your own championships in whatever you do. I think it will resonate with everybody, golfers and non-golfers alike. And we can't thank Jason and Ellie and Dash, who's the superstar in that commercial, enough for doing it. Our partnership with PGA Superstore is very important to us. They are an absolutely wonderful group of people with great management, from Dick Sullivan, who's the chief executive officer of PGA Superstore, who's been a wonderful partner of ours and a personal friend of mine for many years. And really, the idea came from the PGA Superstore and their CMO, a gentleman by the name of Matt Corey, who is also just, you know Matt, also very bright, very capable, and really wanted to bring emotion around this event during this time of year on Father's Day with a terrific father and son like Jason and Dash. So it was a collaborative effort to get it done, but candidly, PGA Superstore was their idea. We're really appreciative of the fact they brought it to us. Unfortunately, our athletes wanted to participate in it, and little Dash pulled it off.
What's it like for you to be here at the U.S. Open, not only as the head of TaylorMade Adidas Golf, but also first as a golf fan? What is it like for you to be here at a major championship?
Well, I'll start with the latter part first. As a golf fan, it's incredible. You know, Oakmont is just such an amazing venue. All of the history here, 9 U.S. Opens here. The champions here, our good friend and ambassador Bob Ford, who's here, to be here at Oakmont in 2016 with Bob as he works toward the next phase of his career is, you know, tumble that all together. It's emotional as a golfer and it's emotional as a person, given the place and personalities and people involved in it. Professionally, coming to an event like this with our tour team and our marketing teams and certain members of our commercial teams is very exciting. We get to see our players in action. We work closely with our players to ensure that their equipment is perfect, that they're ready to go for this week. One of four major championships. This is a big one for everybody, our national championship. So we want to ensure our players are in a very good place and they have all the support that they need from our company. We have customers that are here with us that we spend time with. We not only enjoy the golf together, but we work on future planning of their respective businesses and our business together, and we do it at a pretty nice place. This is a good office environment to do it.
It's not a bad spot to do it.
And then have an opportunity to interact with great partners in the media like yourself so that we can continue to share with the public our story, where we're going as a company, what we're excited about, what we're working on, and how we achieve our mission, which is to be the best performance golf brand in the world. And I'm very, very confident that we're on a path to be able to do that. So it's a very, very good week for us. A busy week, but this is the type of busy. I'd say it's less busy. It's purposeful. It's a very purposeful week. And for that, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm humbled to be here. I know our team is as well. And we take what we do very seriously.
These are long days. I assume they're just as long for you as they are for me, 16, 17, or even 24-hour days.
Yeah.
Get a full day in. How much of it this week do you think you'll actually be able to have the pleasure part of it as opposed to the professional work aspect of it, actually get to see some of what's going on around you?
Well, I've always lived by the adage that, and I've been very, very fortunate in my career to make my passion my vocation. So while we work very hard during the week, I love what I do. Our team loves what they do. Our players obviously love what they do. So we're so passionate about our business, this sport, the athletes that we work with, the community of golf that is very, very real and abundant here at Oakmont. While, yes, we're working very hard and, like you, working many hours during the day and ensuring that we do our work as diligently and as thoughtfully as we can, there's a moment that goes by that we don't appreciate it and don't love it. So I don't even look it through the context of this is work and this is pleasure. It's all work and pleasure. And for that, I'm very humbled to be able to be in a position like this to do this job.
You said this in other places with Adidas announcing its intention to sell some or all components of TaylorMade Adidas Sands Adidas Golf, that nothing's really going to change whether it's in the short term or medium term, even potentially in the long term with someone coming along. Have people come up to you this week, or do you expect people to come up to you this week with questions about the potential sale of the company, and how are you kind of authoring that conversation with people?
Yeah, sure, Ryan. I mean, when you have a position in this industry like we do, we're a fairly sizable company, We've got a leadership position across many categories. We have these incredible brands that we've worked on for many, many years in TaylorMade and Adidas Golf, and secondary brands in Adams and Ashworth. And our parent company has been exploring the option to sell the company and has made some public comments about we're entering into a concrete negotiation period. I think it's important for everybody to know that, number one, is our management team has been very involved in driving the process. Number two is we will work to ensure that the future is even brighter for TaylorMade and Adidas Golf than it is today, and we have clarity around what that looks like and where we go. We're excited about the future, whether it's part of the Adidas group or in part with new ownership. Those things are exciting for us because it gives both of our brands potential to continue to grow. And our focus is singular. It is about growth of our business, support of our athletes, ensuring that golfers around the world get the best products in their hand by a long shot. So yes, certainly we're asked about the question given our significance and impact on the sport. And we're also very excited about the future. So right now our business is growing, and that's exciting. We're seeing positive momentum across most categories, across most brands in our business, which is equally as exciting. We've had a wonderful run here on tour over the past 4 or 5 weeks. Last week, Daniel Berger played incredibly well. We're so proud of Daniel, who happens to be an AJGA graduate as well. Yeah. Our partnership with the AJGA matters very much, but for Daniel to break through down in Memphis was terrific, and how he broke through with his new M2 Metalwoods was even better. Jason at the Players, Sergio at Byron Nelson, William McGirt winning with M2 in his bag, and M1 in his bag at Muirfield. It's been an incredible last 3 or 4 weeks for us. And that's showing up in our results. So we're, regardless of what tile we hang in our ownership structure, we have a very, very bright future, and our goal is to continue to be the best company that we can be.
No matter what ultimately happens with sale, what parts are sold, whatever it looks like in the end process, what do you think the relationship will be like between TaylorMade and Adidas Golf, however that pans out?
Yeah, well, you know, we're two great companies. With two great brands, with great growth potential. I know there's a lot of great there, but it's true. There's a lot of excitement around the future of these two brands. There are a lot of synergies that we have together that I can see in partnership for the foreseeable future, which is what we've talked about publicly.
Yeah.
I also think, you know, when we think about the decisions we make today, and today we make decisions on behalf of TaylorMade Adidas Golf, those decisions are long-term decisions in the best interest of both of these brands and both of these businesses, and that's what we'll continue to do for the foreseeable future. So when two great brands come together, regardless of ownership, that share the same aspiration for growth in leadership in a given marketplace, I can see a lot of synergies and a lot of partnership opportunities long-term for our company.
With this week being here, obviously there are a lot of kids who are going to be here. You guys have made a decision to get back into the junior club market. You obviously have the partnership with the AJGA. How important it is for you guys to set the base for the future of the sport, knowing what's happening in terms of participation, kind of flattening and maybe starting to see a little uptick?
Ryan, I appreciate that, and more so I appreciate your attitude around it, because the industry has found stability, and we're excited about that. Before you can grow any industry or business, you have to find stability in your business and understand what metrics drive future growth. And I think the institutions and governance around this sport over the course of the last several years have come together, whether it's the USGA here at the Open at Oakmont, in the work that they do in development initiatives, whether it's the PGA of America, Augusta National, the Drive, Chip, and Putt, our investment in PGA Junior League, our investment in the AJGA on behalf of TaylorMade Adidas Golf and those organizations, we're starting to see movement at the youth level. As I mentioned, I have three young boys. Two of them play PGA Junior League. There isn't a Saturday or Sunday match that goes by that we're not there watching, not just as parents, but what we're seeing happening is their friends want to play because the program is so exciting and so much fun. The concept of team golf and a nine-hole match play format broken into three-hole matches. It keeps everybody's attention. It's exciting, and we're starting to see the parents come out. And when the parents come out, they get engaged, and they start playing golf with their families again. And as I've always said, I mean this, and our organization means this literally, we think the fastest way to growth is not simply wonderful youth initiatives like these that are starting to drive traction, and we believe sustainable traction in the business long term, but it's golfers like ourselves grabbing our neighbors saying, let's go play.
Yeah.
And if all of us do that, all 50 million of us around the world, the future for participation in this sport is very, very bright, and we're very optimistic about that. So, yeah, the youth in sport, what's going on here at Oakmont, I see the young kids all over the place, how they gravitate toward Jason Day and Sergio and Dustin. and Justin, and not just our players, whether it's Jordan or Ricky or, you know, pick one. It's just incredible. And these collegiate athletes that are going to be turning professional here over the course of the next several weeks, they're equally as exciting. Young amateurs and terrific amateurs like John Rahm, who's in the field this week, watch him play golf. It is fantastic. Yeah. And he happens to be an incredible human being as well. So you can hear the intensity and excitement in my voices because I believe the future of golf will be just fine, as does our company. And that's why we're placing big bets on the continued growth of our business in this great category of game of golf.
With the rest of the week obviously being a lot of business for you, we get a chance to play while you're here, and secondarily, have you ever played Oakmont, and how did that go?
Short answer is no, I won't be able to play this week while I'm here. I wish I could. I actually have to fly back. I'm only in town for 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I have to fly back to Carlsbad to attend to some business tomorrow. The second question, have I ever played Oakmont? Yes, absolutely love it. Played it with some of my closest friends and business associates. It's a hard golf course. It's a fair golf course. You know, you're rewarded if you hit good shots and you're penalized if you hit bad ones. So you hope you hit more good ones than bad ones. But, you know, what's really great, you wish that everybody around the world that plays this great game that gets to watch the U.S. Open. And I think the telecast and the competition this week is going to be absolutely sensational. Gets the opportunity at some point in time either to come experience a championship like this, and a championship like this being open to the public is just so very special. And from time to time, you get a chance to play the golf course. And make no mistake, we're in an aspirational category. We all aspire to, one, play like these terrific athletes play out here, have an opportunity to play the golf courses they do from time to time, hit the shots that they hit from time to time, which we do less frequently than they do, but we get a chance every once in a while. So it's great. I love Oakmont. I couldn't imagine a better venue for a U.S. Open than Oakmont Country Club, and we're thrilled to be here and be a big part of it.
I'm not going to ask you to venture a guess on who will win. That's like picking among your favorite child. But what do you think might be the winning score here this week?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it depends on the conditions, the weather conditions. You and I were talking briefly before we popped into this interview, and it sounds like there's a little bit of rain coming tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon, potentially into Friday. The golf course will play different if it's a little bit wet than if it's dry. So, you know, it might be a little bit softer than anticipated initially with the initial weather forecast. If it doesn't rain and the wind picks up, could be a completely different golf course. So
Certainly. It's
hard to venture a guess. You know, these guys are so great out here. I'd like to think that something around even par will probably get it done, and I think the USGA would be just fine with that as well. As it relates to picking an athlete, I think it's going to be a great championship. And my only hope is, and we think we've got a great we're in a great position to do this, is that on 18 Green on Sunday afternoon, somebody wearing a TaylorMade hat and wearing Adidas apparel and footwear is lifting that trophy. So, and we think we're in a good position to do that.
Thanks for the time, Dave.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Mel.
Let me hit the stop record here.